Resolutions. Agenda item number one, adopt local law number 12-2023 to amend chapter 300 to allow the building or property purpose that serves a substantial public benefit.
Resolved, the common council does hereby adopt a local law to amend chapter 300 of the city administrative code to allow for building or property repurposed that serves a substantial public benefit. And be it further resolved that the local law shall read as follows.
So, set the end of the resolve. So on that one, I would like to, the plan was, this was meant to planning to have addressed at the planning to get their, I just want to address a couple of comments as well. But I wanted to get it to planning and have them do it. So I'd like to move this and then move it and second it and then table it. And I'd like it to go back to planning, but I'd like to have some more discussion after we move it and table it. So if we could. So if I get a motion to the table.
I'll make a motion.
Mr. Beckwith, move. Mr. Carpenter, a second. And it'll move and table it to the next time certain, which is our next meeting. And I just want to address a couple of concerns. Number one, this is actually to enhance or benefit more than what we have right now. In current law, it could go that it would go to the planning commission, which we respect. And I was a ZBA chair for many years, so I respect that even more. But both boards have to review it. So both board reviewed a special use permit. So in this application, it'd be a special use permit that would need to be done. Both those boards have to do it, and then that could be the end of it. So this is actually enhancing it better than what we had before, because then it has to come back to us. So if your constituents, which we are elected by our constituents to represent them, and if it's specific to any specific ward or to the best interest of the city as a whole entirety, then it comes back to this as the elected body that looks at that. So it's actually a way to enhance that. So it was more to enhance it than it was to detract from it, because those other systems were still in place to get it to this point. So before it could have been, yes, move forward. Now it's based on the recommendation. So it actually enhances it. So it's actually better than. And I just want to identify also, this was never intended to direct it at Parker School. So it was never intended to do that. So we do not have RFPs back for Parker School. So we are all in hopes that it'll be something positive of the like to do that. We definitely recognize that there's a daycare problem, you know, and we are working with the non-for-profits and everybody to try to help with those daycare problems. That's out of our purview, other than we can do everything we can to support and help them. And I personally have done a lot of time in working towards that and making that happen. So recognize that. So I just want to make sure we identify that. This has nothing to do directly with Parker School. However, it could be a benefactor of that, for sure. This could be a good case that happened. But I was hoping to get the law out and done before that RFP came back, so that accusation couldn't be made. So none of us know what the RFP is going to be, but it's not going to happen now because we have planning didn't have a quorum, so we couldn't get it to planning. So rather than rush it, let's go back to planning. Obviously, there's a planning member here that has a valid point to discuss it, maybe get further under information and understand it a little bit better, because that's the whole point of it, and that's the whole point of putting that committee together, which is politically appointed as well. So I think that's better to have another layer is what we're creating than not. So I just want to clarify that as well. So if anybody has any questions or more discussions, I'll be glad to do that now. Otherwise, we'll table it for the next meeting.
I can see where people, I thought Parker School, it's got Parker School written all over.
I stood and answered the perfect timing, and understand that I'm not going to not say that is not planning ahead and understanding that would become a problem at Parker, could become a problem at Parker School. I don't know what that is, but knowing what that is, I think it'd be better to have the Common Council have the last say than just rely on special use permits and zoning and planning. Does that make sense? Yeah, Mr. Thompson.
So I do. So when I'm reading this, as far as the local law, are we saying that the planning commission itself would be putting forth an application to Common Council, or a recommendation?
Recommendation. They're advisory board only. right? Planning commission, they have recommendations, and they have a certain specific oversight by law, according to our charter, but then they become advisory to us.
And that's what I understood as well, based on what discussion you just had. My concern is some of the language specifically notes application, as far as their immediate application, they've already moved down the road. Per se, or special permit approval must be preceded by the declaration of the common council. So shouldn't it be thereafter versus?
I'll let AJ address that.
I can talk about this a little bit.
Just making sure that we get our language.
Sure, so that's all right. So in the first instance, like a typical special use permit, if that would be allowed with such a designation, that would already be listed in the charter, right? If something that someone was applying for whatever property that they're talking about, if they needed a special use permit, that would already be designated within the charter. If it doesn't have that designation, then that use is specifically and expressly prohibited. This would address those properties that are abandoned and the like that don't survive that test. They don't have the SP designation next to the proposed use in our charter. You know, things that they can no longer be a, whatever the case may be, but the substantial public benefit would be a determination by you good folks first. And then it would go subject to public hearing. And then it would go to planning, most likely county planning first, right? Just like anything else in a special use permit. This just gives the city another mechanism to address those properties, where right now there's a lot of them that there's no way that we can do that, right? Because those uses aren't listed specifically, or there's no special use permit possibility for the proposed use. If it's not listed, it's prohibited, period, right now.
What's the mechanism on the back side of that? So you have the front door, what's the back door control?
Council's both. They make this determination that what's being proposed could serve a substantial public benefit. There's going to be huge discussion on that, I imagine. You know, and there's a test that it would have to survive. You know, couldn't harm the properties around it. Would have to benefit the community as a whole. Those things. Then it would go through the planning process. And then back to you guys for that specific zoning change.
That's what I'm thinking.
So that's the test.
And maybe, you know, maybe some of the language we could flesh out a little more, but that's I mean, maybe that's the language that we use right there. Does that make sense?
That does.
It would only be for things that the special use permit doesn't already address.
Correct.
Take care
right.
of that.
Yep. So if something, I can't think of a use right now, but if something could really benefit, again, the community as a whole, and it's not going to harm adjacent properties, and it's not allowed by special use permit or use otherwise right now, this would give us that extra mechanism. Like if it doesn't say special use permit next to the proposed use right now in the charter, no way, can't happen.
So how wouldn't this sometimes amount to spot zoning?
That's funny that you asked that. Spot zoning right here. No. And that's the test that's this whole test that we're contemplating. If it serves a substantial public benefit, the community as a whole, it's not going to harm adjacent properties, and there's an extensive review process. This determination, planning review and recommendation, all of those things. Just we get backed into a corner on some properties because of the way that the laws are written, and they'll just continue to sit abandoned. And if spot zoning is a real thing, happens all the time, not in this community, obviously. But this would just give us that mechanism to contemplate whether or not these buildings that have been vacant or unoccupied for years and years, or can no longer be used for the purpose that is designated on those tables in the charter, if it could benefit.
And there'd have
could.
To be, so it would come to council, there'd be a public hearing.
Substantial public benefit determination, right.
And then it would go to
right. If you guys only if you guys make that determination,
then we make a determination to just forward it on to get their preview back. Because again, as he had mentioned, Mr. McGovern had mentioned that They're the expert. They have the training. They're the expert. So we would send it to them to get their blessing, and then it comes back to us at that point.
That initial threshold.
Because they're going to flush out ideas and thoughts that we never thought of.
Right.
They might say, hey, this is going to create a density of parking issue. This might do this, and those kind of things. And then it comes back to us and say, yes, absolutely, 110%, this makes sense.
And what if we were a political body, let's say,
well,
in the future, but slanted one way or another? Or what if somebody stood to benefit in some way? If they came back with a strong no, is there something in the wording to say that we wouldn't do it, or could we just say,
well, ultimately, it's up to the, you know,
do it anyway.
We'd have to be accountable. We're accountable to the voters, and we're accountable to all that. I mean, I guarantee there is an immediate source that's not in this room that's not going to jump all over that if that was the case and try to do that point. And based on, you know, succumbing to, we all get calls from constituents all the time. I mean, you deal with things based a lot of times on valid points, right? And so you react based on those valid points, and that would be the determination and weigh-in factor to be able to do that. But as of now, it would not give us any options to be able to do that. But this gives us that extra layer to be able to have that happen, to be able to do it instead of allowing, for example, you know, I use that one, that property that's in your ward that was zoned R1. And so then it was on the agenda last month to talk, or last meeting to talk about it. I wasn't here, but it was zoned R1 and it wanted to be industrial. And so my question was, at what point did it get changed and why? You know, why was it R1? It's actually actively being used as an industrial site and never has changed. So when, and Luke, that was probably the wrong question, because then the county planning said to me, when I went to go to county planning, they said, when was it done? And that's when we determined that the current codes that we have adopted, zoning is not, has never been adopted. It was never adopted properly. So that's, and the answer to the question was, it never was changed. It was just a human error that somebody colored it differently on the charter chart from the county. So we got a 3-phase problem. We're going to be coming back to you to rewrite the zoning law, because our zoning law has not been accurately filed and done properly. So, but that's a whole other issue we'll get to later. But that's an example of where this would come into hands. Or, for example, 51 Fort Watson, the big high rise, is zoned R1. You know, I mean, and I, you know, so there was a public benefit at some point, and it just happened, but it was never done in the properly and done in the proper procedure to do that as a public benefit that is needed. I'm sure at the time that was done, and when I say bad wording, but sold as a senior's home, right? So, you know, with this, we would allow that to be able to say, yes, that it is a senior home, it will maintain being a senior home. We'd have that front load to send it to planning and ZBA and the necessary channels, and then come back to us after hearing their input to do it again, because then that's special. But then we're not tying our hands to make a property not be able to be utilized in its proper sense.
Right.
Okay. I hate to oversimplify this, but a substantial public benefit kind of covers it. If we're doing our job, and our public is the city and each of our wards, we can engage with our ward and vote the way that they would like us to vote on certain topics as they come up. I think this kind of covers itself. It seems a little simple, but I think that's why it was worded that way. And as long as we're voting the way the people who elected us want us to vote, then I think it's a great idea. It also allows us to fix things that were done incorrectly in the past.
You hit the nail right on the head. It's not our personal beliefs. We're here to protect our people.
Absolutely.
We take an oath for that. You just got to remember that.
It's an extra level of scrutiny. You know, and it doesn't limit the city, and we have a lot of properties that
we do
can't be used for what they were intended originally. And this kind of allows for you good folks to say, this might be a good possibility. Will it serve the public? Now we can push it through the review process.
I'll to that point, and to the point that you made, it may sound simple, okay? But the reality is, we do need to have controls, considering the issue that was raised up, that situation, those circumstances of having an R1 but industrial use and operation. What was the controls on the front side? What were the controls on the back side to prevent that from happening. And so if it was okayed here, but it wasn't okayed on the back end, you have a horse running down the street doing whatever it wants to do.
Right.
And so that's the concern.
What has happened.
Yeah, see, in my eyes, this resolves that. This helps us get more control to it.
But the language is important to make sure that the language says there's a control at the front, there's a control at the back, and that city council is able to speak for the public both times. That's what I'm in favor of, that's all.
Yeah, I'll have to read it again. That's the way I took the whole thing. We see it, and then we see it again.
Okay, so that motion's tabled. Everybody's understood that.